It sounds so scary. Can you tell me a wee bit about when you knew something was wrong?
Well, the lights, she came on, sung Dangerous Woman, and she was leaving. Like, she'd left the stage and the house lights came on. So we were like, right, we'll just leave now because she's not going to come back on. And we were walking through, like, there's a tunnel. We were starting to walk through and we just heard this bang and we thought it was pyrotechnics that she was coming back on at first. And the whole arena just went silent for like a couple of seconds. And then everyone just started screaming and running and it was just like a stampede towards you.
Was there a crash? Were people
People
getting
were falling
trapped?
to the ground and stuff like that. It was horrible. When we were running out, you could feel the ground shaking and stuff like that. We don't know if there was another attack, if there was another bomb or anything like that that went off, or if it was just because everyone was running.
And you and your friend managed to get out, but it must have been quite a horrible scene to walk past and see what had happened.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like, we lost each other because people were pushing in between us, so we lost each other and we had to find each other outside. It was the worst 2 minutes of my life.
People must have been really upset around you and everything like that too.
There was young kids crying and screaming and stuff, and everyone was just shaking, and nobody knew if it was a bomb or an explosion or anything. There was so many rumors going around when it first happened, and we just wanted to phone our families. Like, I'd phone my mum straight away, and my friend had phoned her mum and stuff, and it was the first thing we just wanted to do, tell them what happened.
What happens now? Are you planning to head home today? You must not have had much sleep.
No, we've had maybe an hour's sleep, and it wasn't even a deep sleep. It was horrible. We set an alarm every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just to wake up to make sure that we were all right and to see if there was any updates or that.
It makes things quite scary, maybe for going back to other gigs. I know it's really soon and really raw, but how do you feel about that kind of thought?
We don't think we'll ever go to a gig again. It just traumatizes. We don't want to leave Scotland or nothing. Like, it's just traumatized us for life.